California's Salton Sea, the state's largest inland body of water, formed when a dam broke. It stayed alive, fed by agricultural water runoff. Today, its water supply is slowing, and the sea is drying up and losing its place as a fishing and recreation hotspot. But as NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker first reported last July, the Salton Sea is finding new life as a haven for artists.
The sunset paints the sky in a tie-dyed fire of red and orange. But it's the silence on the water that tells the real story. Life is leaving the Salton Sea. The water is evaporating, fish are dying, and the lakeside retreats are shells of what they once were. California's largest lake, now a portrait of abandonment. But some believe this emptiness can be filled.
Oh, this piece here, I mean, it has an interesting history too.
To hear Brian Sadler tell it, the Open Air Desert Museum of East Jesus is a living, breathing experiment in free expression. Just off the shore of the Salton Sea, it's a commune that allows painters, sculptors, and conceptual artists to do battle with the sand, the sun, and the wind.
This is El Brino, the lost dinosaur of the Salton Sea. Touch any part of it because it's like powder.
Oh, yeah.
The brainchild of late artist Charles Russell, East Jesus began on the dump site of Slab City, a squatter's camp on an abandoned military base just outside of Neyland, California, and the location of Leonard Knight's famed Salvation Mountain. After Russell passed away in 2011, the growing roster of artists in East Jesus formed the tax-exempt Chisterius Foundation to protect the project.
His friends rallied around and said, look, we don't want this idea to die. We've all had such a great time contributing and inspiring one another. And so they formed a 501(c) to preserve his memory.
In 2013, the foundation purchased the 30 acres of land that surround the collection. And 3 years later, East Jesus became an accredited member of the California Museum Association.
Moving right along, this is our TV wall. One of the most photographed and shared pieces, I think, of East Jesus online. Because people love it. It says so many different things to so many different people.
But this isn't the only artist haven along the Salton Sea. If East Jesus was built on the discarded, the works of Bombay Beach spring from the yet-to-be-hauled away. At one time, the thousand-lot community offered access to the water at an affordable price. But as the sea started to die, so too did the town.
I fell in love with Bombay Beach from the beginning because of it's so different from everything else that you see in American life. And I just think it inspires artists.
For the last 4 years, Tao Rispoli and his partners have been using the nearly abandoned town as a staging ground for art installations, lectures, and performances.
Every time I would come here for the last 10 years, I'd see people shooting music videos, doing fashion shoots, like really kind of capitalizing on how strange and removed it was. And yet the town had nothing to show for it.
In 2015, Rispoli and his partners started buying up homes and lots for as little as $5,000 and invited artists from around the world to come and start creating. 3 years ago, they launched the Bombay Beach Biennale, a three-day gathering billed as a celebration of art, music, and philosophy. The only agenda, saving the sea.
I think the job of the artist is to help people see the world through new eyes. And therefore, it's like a sense of like discovering something together, uncovering something, reinterpreting something. And so when an artist does that to a place, it brings it to life.
The efforts have sparked a renaissance of sorts. There are now 40 different permanent exhibits in Bombay Beach.
So like everything that this place inspires, there's a bit of sadness mixed with a bit of humor, mixed with a bit of absurdity.
Perhaps no other installation illustrates this mix better than the Bombay Beach Opera House. Created by British artist James Ostra, the house is lined with flip-flops collected from the beaches of Nigeria.
This door opens on hydraulic hinges, and suddenly this is transformed into one of the great performance spaces, I think, on Earth. And James was doing another installation with the flip-flops in New York a few months ago, and someone came up to him and said, oh, someone's already done that in Bombay Beach. So that was like the great like validation that like we've like come onto the map.
While Bombay Beach may have arrived in the art world, and East Jesus might have its accreditation, you are never far from the backdrop that allowed this to happen.
It's hard not to have kind of apocalyptic feelings about all this.
I mean, it's a frightening portrait of change, of an environment changing.
Yeah.
Is that too hyperbolic?
Not at all. It's like the closest thing that I've seen to an environmental catastrophe in my lifetime, and it's so tangible. It's right here. You can watch the sea going away. You can smell the problem. You can see the dead fish on the shore. Like, I think that this place embodies a lot of contradictions, and they're all there for people to kind of contemplate.